on comes to pass.
Amen.
Amen. That's good. Let's open our Bibles to St. John chapter 3. St. John chapter 3, verse 1. I want to speak on just a real, what I would consider, I guess, a simple topic. I was telling Brother Daniel back there a while ago that what I was going to be ministered on, that it's going to be ministered on new birth. And he smiled and he said, if I was preaching tonight, that's exactly what I was going to be preaching on. So, and he said, you know, thinking about it, just, well, that's a simple topic. And I said, yeah, that's exactly what I thought, just simple, but, you know. But if the Lord wants it, then that's what. So we certainly want to do that.
Amen.
And so, St. John chapter 3, verse 1. And there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou dost except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, or I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh, this is an important point right here, that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, where it wants, okay? And thou hearest the sound thereof, but you can't tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. That's a capital S there, so it's born of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master in Israel, and knowest not these things? This was the situation that they were in. The leaders of the religious leaders didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Kind of like today.
Yes.
Verily, verily, I say to thee, we speak that which we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that cometh down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And then I want to go to Acts chapter 1. Read Acts chapter 1, read about 9 verses there. Acts is the book that tells us of the acts of the Holy Spirit that came down into the church, into the apostles.
Yes.
The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he saith unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Let's just pray for a moment. Lord, we just ask for your blessings now upon these things. We know your word is blessed, and so we're asking God that you would just quicken these things to us. May we just sit in heavenly places here just for these few minutes ahead. Lord, that you would speak to our hearts, and whatever it is that you want to share with your people tonight, we pray, God, that you just find us as open channels for you to do so. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. The new birth. You know, the new birth is the most important thing that you could ever do in your whole life, is to receive a new birth. And so, you know, I think God wants you to have it. I know he does. He wants you to have it. He wants you to understand what it is, where it comes from, what it's for, what it's to do. And so we want you to know those things. And so I think, you know, the Lord doesn't want us just walking around in this world just in kind of in a haze. He wants us to know so we can be diligent on his behalf. So, you know, when we're born, and this is really, I hope I can say directed to our young people, is no matter how young you are, if you're hearing me, but especially everyone, you know that when we're born with a nature, what we call a fallen nature. It's a nature that does things that's wrong, right. Things that we know what's wrong in ourselves. Even the youngest child knows when he's wrong, when he tells a lie or something like that. And so we're born with that nature. It's a fallen nature. It's fallen, as I've said so many times recently, it's fallen from the Word, fallen from life of the Word, living in the presence of the Word, living the Word. And so it is a fallen nature, and as the prophet told us, that that sin is really unbelief, right? The things we do, smoking, drinking, and all that, you know, that people would do, or that we did at one time, those are attributes of sin. And so this nature that we're born with that's fallen is a nature of unbelief, because it's fell away from the Word. If it was in the Word, it would be a believing, but to fall away from the Word is to disbelieve the Word. And it's a nature that just doesn't believe the Word or the actions and so forth. Anyway, and so this nature that we're born with, that we all have, there's only one that was born that didn't have this nature, Jesus Christ. That's what made him our Redeemer. But because we have this nature, then it causes us to act out and live out the attributes of unbelief. It causes us to do things that are contrary to the kingdom of heaven. It causes us to sin, what the world would know as sin. Yeah. And so we're born that way. That's all. I mean, and so you can't just decide one day that you're going to be different.
Right.
And the reason why I say this is because you can't build a stainless steel house out of clay, because you don't have stainless steel to build with.
Yeah.
And so you can't just decide one day, I'm going to be a good person. I'm going to be a Christian. I'm just going to change my ways. So many people do it at New Year's Eve. They're like, I'm going to turn over a new leaf in my life. And like Brother Graham said, the next day they turn it back again.
Yeah.
Because you don't have what it takes, nothing to draw from. As we saw a while ago, we didn't have the money to pay the debt we owe, right? The debt of sin. Well, there's nothing we could reach to and get. I couldn't go to any man, any person, you know, on earth other than the Lord Jesus Christ and get help to pay our debt. And so We can't just decide we're going to just be different people. You can't just decide one of these days, I'm going to patch up all this problem, all the things that I've been, and because you don't have what it takes to do that. You have nothing to draw from. The well you're drawing from is contaminated. And so you realize if you don't have it, it's got to come from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Right? And God doesn't expect you to have it in yourself.
Right.
He doesn't expect you to try. What he expects you to do is recognize that you don't have it in yourself. Right. He wants you to recognize that you're a sinner, that you do bad things, you treat people wrong, you say things and do things, you lie, whatever it is. He wants you to recognize that you do that and that that's wrong and that you can't stop it and you need help from him.
Yeah.
Right? That's what he wants you to do, is to know that you where you have to go. He wants you to know where you have to go to get help. And so you can't just decide one day, well, I'm going to be a different person, because it won't work. And so you realize then that nature that you have, something has to replace that.
Right.
Right? And being that all man is like that, you can't go and learn at the feet of another man and become a better person. Mm-hmm. Right? You have to have a new life come in you that has a new nature.
Right.
And that's what we refer to a new birth. It's amazing to me the way the world teaches Christianity and the way they teach a new birth. And you know, I know you probably get tired of hearing me say it, but when something's born, you can't undo that,
right?
Right? You might say, well, if an animal's born, you could go kill it, and it wouldn't be alive no more. But you can't reverse that birth. It's happened.
Yeah.
It's on record. That's happened.
Right.
And so when you have a new birth, that can't be erased. Nothing can back that up,
right?
And being that it's God's life that is the new birth, which is eternal life, and you can't kill eternal life, then you realize that a new birth, once that really happens in your life, nothing can take that away from you.
Right.
Nothing can reverse that.
Right.
Not to confuse that with the way the world thinks it, that a new birth, yeah, I got my name on a book, or I spoke in tongues, or whatever, and they go out and live like the rest of the world as sinners. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a real, genuine life that comes in that can live righteousness.
Yep.
That's what comes in, and it does change you.
Right.
And it makes you a different person. Doesn't mean you won't make mistakes, but it means now that you're connected to and tied to something that lives righteously and influences you to live righteously. So you can't just change it yourself. You have to have that nature replaced, another nature to come in. And so he just wants you to understand that you do not have the ability to please God. Now, because the scripture says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And this new birth, this thing that I'm talking about, it's faith. It is a realm in the realm of faith. So also to remember that in your flesh, you have the same fallen nature. And the scripture tells us that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
And so just let me try to put it into my own words. Yeah, you'll be in a body, but this body right here, in its nature, fallen and loving the things of the world, that it cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. Not in that form. It has to be different. It can't be that because it's sinful.
Right.
It's got the curse upon it. The fall of man is in it. And so that cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven like that. And so another birth like that would just be another sinful birth.
Right.
So it can't be a man or a teaching or a thought. It has to be God bring a new life into you.
Yeah.
That's the only way it can happen. No one else on this earth can help you. Brother Branham could not help you.
Right.
Right? He couldn't. The only thing he can do is point you to Jesus Christ. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, he's promised to put his spirit in you. He will come to you in the form of a new birth. His spirit will come in, and now you've got a new life with a new nature that'll live righteousness.
Right.
And it'll live the word, according to the word.
Yeah.
And so your flesh has that fallen nature too. So, you can't draw from the flesh to do it. It's that way, and it must be changed also, and only God can do that. So therefore, we realize we have to have a new birth.
Right.
And you cannot birth yourself.
Right.
When you were birthed into this world, you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Your parents did.
That's right.
And for you to have a new birth, that's not something you're going to do. That's something that has to come from your heavenly parent.
Right?
It comes from him. And so, you got to have it, but you can't do it yourself. It must come from him. And so, as I said, a birth is an irreversible event. And because it can't, when it's born, it lives, and it can't be undone. And so when something's born, it has a nature. When you're born naturally, you have a nature. And so when you're born again, there's a nature. And that nature can't be the fallen nature, or else it'd be the same thing over again. The very reason why you were a sinner in the first place, you can't just have a life in you that lives that same way and say that you're going to heaven.
Right.
It has to be, and this is a good place to put it, this new birth is eternal life coming in.
That's right.
It's the life of God that comes in, and that's the only way people will get there. Confucius, and all these other religions in the world and philosophers, they can't do it.
Right.
It has to come from the source of life, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the only one, only religion on this earth that's written in nature.
Yeah. Right.
Because the same God that created the planets and heaven and earth and all of nature put in that nature the same gospel that he knew he was going to redeem man by. None of the other religions have that. So that's another way that we know it's right. But we know it's right because God comes and confirms his word.
Amen.
And so it's an irreversible event when you're born. And then, and when it comes in, it's going to live a life, and it's going to be a life of righteousness.
Yes.
It's going to live its nature.
Right.
And it's not a flesh birth. As we read a while ago, that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. So something that is born, birthed from a fleshly desire, will just be another fleshly desire.
Right.
Something that's born from a church system outside of Christ is just another church system.
Yep.
That's all it is, see? So it can only come, life can only come, right? You know, Elijah back there, born with the genetics that he has, and the only way he could come, in fact, would be that the genetics he has comes from his father and his mother.
Yeah.
Right? So the only way you can have eternal life in you, the genetics, the gene, has to come from God.
Yeah.
And I know people, you try to share this with people and say, look, you know, if a dog has offspring, they're dogs. Why? Because the parent was dogs, right? You know, if a horse has an offspring, it's not going to be some other animal.
Yeah.
It's going to be a horse, right?
Right.
So if a horse begets a horse and a man begets a man, then God would beget. And that's where everybody backs up.
Yeah.
Right? Well, if they're a child of God, it's because there's a genetic that ties them to that,
amen,
to God, and nothing can change that.
Amen.
See? The doctors, the scientists could do everything in the world to try and make Elijah be somebody different than Brother Daniel's son, and they could never do it.
Right.
Right? Because that's the way it is. And so here we are on this earth as sons and daughters of God, and we have something in us that come from him.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, if you're not a Christian yet, you haven't come to this experience, but you are a child of God, then that life is laying there dormant.
Right.
It's not alive yet. And the Holy Spirit knows how to come and make it come alive.
Yes.
So it's not a natural, it's not a flesh birth, it's a spiritual birth.
Right.
And so that which is spirit, born of spirit, is spirit. So you say, well, what is this new birth? And I'm quoting Brother Branham here just by the memory of the sermon. But he said, you'll say, Brother Graham, what is the new birth? And he said, the new birth is the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you.
Right.
So, you know, you may, and there was a time when I didn't know Jesus was just a story in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And God was just a story we read about in the Bible. That's at a time, there was a time when that's just what, and I didn't know. But there became a time in my life where I received a revelation. And now I know because I have met the Lord Jesus Christ. Not in some, he didn't walk up in flesh like that.
Right.
But he has made himself known to me. And now I know that he's real. And I know this Bible is right.
Amen.
And I know that there's a life here after.
And the only way to get there is through the life of Jesus Christ. That's the only way to get there. And I throw my whole life into that to tell you that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I've had that experience. Just like the scripture says, come and taste of the Lord and see if he's good.
Yeah.
I think I heard an example one time of the apple chewing. Somebody says, oh, you know, well, if I'm eating an apple, I say, brother, is this apple sweet or sour? You say, well, I don't know. I haven't ate yet.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know that the Lord isn't real if you haven't come and tasted, right?
Right.
That's the whole point I'm getting at. And so the new birth is a revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. And here's my words, is that when it's revealed to you, it changes you. When it's revealed to you, that gene that's laying there that can't be erased by man, the devil can't do nothing with it. If it's laying there, then the revelation of Jesus Christ will quicken that seed within you, and now you become a living, manifested son of God. That's why the scripture said, to them gave he power to become sons. Not to be something they aren't, but to become quickened, living, acting out sonship. And so, the new birth, when you receive a revelation of Jesus Christ to you, it changes you, makes you different. And again, it's not just a decision. It's not some shout that you have or some act that you do, but it's a revelation. And revelation, as the prophet told us, is faith. Faith and revelation are husband and wife. They're married together because, and so if it's faith, you can't fully understand it. So you can't fully understand the new birth. You can't fully understand the baptism of the Holy Spirit coming to you. You can't fully understand the mysteries of God. But God, through this life of this Holy Spirit, he will reveal enough to you that you know it's right, even though you can't explain every detail, nor could you explain every detail there to other men, other people. And the only way they can get it is through that personal relationship. So everybody has to have that personal born-again experience, that relationship that comes from God only. And so it creates that revelation. You know, the scripture says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word, right? So getting the presence of the word brings faith. It's just like the topic of amnesia. As you know, get the person in the familiar surroundings, and now they begin to come back, their memory begins to come back. And so you and I, in the place we occupied in the mind of God before the world was, we come here and we don't remember it. We don't have memory of that.
Right.
But when we get around the gospel and we get around the things of God, then we begin to, I do remember that. Right? But that's not a natural birth thing. That's a spiritual thing,
right,
that you're beginning to see who you are.
Yeah.
And you're beginning to get your memory back of what you was before you came here.
That's right.
That's what Brother Ren was trying to tell us about spiritual amnesia, that people forget. But get them around the power of God and the signs and the wonders and all the blessings of the word, and they'll begin to realize, if they're a child of God, they'll remember, hey, I was there. You know, you may not think it like that, but that's what's going on. You're beginning to realize who you are. And so that brings faith to marry up and match up with that revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ. So when that, I said it changes you, and so I want to say it like this. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ to you, but then that quickly becomes the revelation of Jesus Christ in you. Because as you grow, you begin to realize he's in you. And he's revealing himself through you. So that now that your actions to people around you, you're not acting out your first birth. Everybody does that.
Yeah.
But now you act out your new birth.
That's right.
Right.
Right? Yeah. And so now it's Jesus Christ being revealed, starts by being revealed to you, and that equips you by faith to now be revealed in you, mm-hmm, to others.
Yeah.
So we know scripturally that God's way to get this experience, this baptism of the Holy Ghost, we will kind of make those new birth and that the same. We can kind of talk about those separately, but there's only one Holy Ghost, one Spirit of God. That's Jesus Christ. And so
the scripture says, when they said, well, what must we do? And Acts chapter 2, verse 38 said, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and ye shall. Ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And we read in Acts a while ago when they said, Jesus said, tarry here because and wait on the promise from the Father, which you will receive not many days hence. Same thing I'm talking about tonight. So, repent, be baptized, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And if you haven't done that, then that's what you need to do. Yeah. If you'll repent and be baptized sincerely, truly, from your heart, God is obligated to give you that experience. There's a lot to be said about that. And this is a topic that by no means could cover in one night. And so Brother Daniel wants to pick up next Wednesday night and come in behind this. He's more than welcome to. But when he comes, he brings a lot of things with him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's the creator of all things.
That's right.
He never fails.
Right.
So he knows how to help you. And the scripture said that he does, because he was tempted and all that sort of thing. And so when he comes, he brings a lot of things with him. As the scripture said, ye shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you.
That's right.
Okay? Power for what? There's some reason why God wants you to have power, right? And so when he comes, he brings power. He brings truth, because the scripture tells us the Holy Ghost is the spirit of truth. And the word is truth. So this is spirit form of the word that we read. Spirit form of it. And so he brings truth. And we know the Holy Spirit reveals truth to us, as he said. So he brings truth. He brings revelation. Brings comfort to you when you need comforted.
Yeah.
And he brings spiritual gifts. There's 9 spiritual gifts. There's all kinds of diversities of administrations and things. And so the whole point is whatever you need, he has it.
Amen.
Right? He's the one. And so he comes in you and brings all these things to you, so that, as the scripture said, so you can be witnesses. Like I said a while ago, him in you. So now you can be witnesses, not to live out your first birth and try and convince people by your first birth that God is real and that this gospel is right, but to draw from the well of the new birth with spiritual gifts and spiritual insight and that's what you live out, and that's what you'll be a witness to the people around you. And the scripture says that God will work. He works with you with signs and wonders and things like that,
yeah.
Right? It has to be his life genuinely for him to come along and back it up. And if it's some man's idea or some other thing, he can't do that. But if it's really God, then he'll come along and you'll see things in your life happening. You may not have supernatural miracles every day like Brother Brenham did. That was his gift. Had a reason. But we all, just me, I've seen God do things. Brother Daniel's had things, you know, and so you just have to know that if it's the real life of God, not watered down, mixed down, or whatever, anything else, God will back it up.
That's right.
Right? And so we've got to make sure that when we interact with the world, we're not drawing from the first birth, but we draw from the new birth, and let that be what we present out there.
Yeah.
And when you're doing that, you're lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, he's not going to draw somebody that's not part of it, but you understand the terminology there. So he gives you power to live and act out the thing that's revealed to you.
Yeah.
Right? To live it, act it, show it, and prove it. Not like in a debate form or whatever, but if you'll live it, God will prove it, right? And so your life proves it. And so it's not a witness from your first birth, but it's, as the scripture said, the Holy Ghost in you is a well springing up into everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's a well for? A well is so you can drink.
Mm-hmm.
A well is so you can get water and you can bathe.
Yeah.
Right? So the scripture said the Holy Ghost in you will be a well springing up into everlasting life. Springing up, and I'll just say, so that you could drink, and so could Brother Daniel and your co-workers. They can drink from that well that's springing up out of you also.
Amen.
And so you may not always understand things like we read in the scriptures. So anybody that's born of the Spirit of God,
you're not going to understand them, right? Because they're like the wind.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit will come and move upon you, and you might go and do something, and everybody's like, what is he doing? I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. Well, I can tell you what he's doing. He's following the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And you may not know where he's coming from and where he's going.
Yeah.
Right? Just like the wind, as the scripture said. But yet it's real. There's something moving you. Mm-hmm. It's like me, like this topic, you know, and I'm thinking, this is simple. Lord, I struggle with that. And Brother Dan said, yeah, I thought it was simple, but this is what I'd be preaching on too. And then you're like, something moving me. I don't know where it come from and where it's headed. I just know it's moving.
That's right.
And so you just follow it because it's moving. As long as it's the word.
Amen.
You follow it. See? And that's God. See? So God come along and ministering to you.
Yeah.
A well springing up, coming out to speak to you and to encourage you and draw you to the word to increase your experience in God.
Yes.
And that comes from the Holy Ghost. Does it come? A man... I know that there are men out there, they sit down and they go to their college learning for a doctor of divinity and all that, and they have all this book knowledge, and they put all that together, and that's the way they minister. Brother, sister, me and Brother Daniel don't do that.
No.
We have spiritual leadership that comes to us that tells us what to say, what topic to speak on.
Yeah.
And I don't want it any other way.
No.
Because when I feel like I'm having to come up here myself, and the Lord lets you do that sometimes, just to let you feel like you know, so that you'll turn to Him even more.
Yeah.
But whenever that happens, and I'm not sure yet, it scares me to death.
Yeah.
Right? But when you know it's Him, See, you don't have to worry about the world and what they say and all that, what they think of, as long as you know that wind of the Holy Spirit's moving you.
Amen.
And you follow that. Then they don't have to understand. But God will be doing something in your life if you'll just let Him lead you.
That's right.
Amen. And so it's not your first birth. It's your new birth, and it's a well that you can draw up from. We know that this new birth, baptism, I'm going to get further down here because I want to say some things about it here in just a minute that will go back to this. But we know that it is a seal. Mm-hmm. Brother Ben talked about seal up the boxcar. If everything's not packed just right and can't ride the ride, they won't seal it because there's precious merchandise out there. They don't want it to break. So, and he said, you know, so God knows that if you got a little bit of malice, a little bit of gossiping, if you're not right yet, then He won't seal you with the Holy Ghost because He can't seal. And I want you to get the concept. A sealing keeps inside what's inside. And protects what's inside and makes sure that what's inside gets to where it's headed.
That's right. Yeah.
That's what a seal does. And this new birth, this baptism, whichever way you call it, is a seal.
Right.
And so you've got to have the right experience inside for Him to come along and seal that. That's why you have to be very sincere in repenting and going, doing everything you can so that God can now seal that. Because He wants to seal you in a condition that's going to take you and you're going to be welcome over there on the other side. It's all a mystery because we're talking about all of this seal, and yet this seal comes in just like Brother Bram said, the size of a button. Mm-hmm. Just like a little bitty thing, but it's got to grow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's kind of a paradox. It's once you receive it, nothing will reverse it, and yet it's got to grow.
Right.
It has to become something greater. You've got to become more yielded to it.
Yes.
And yet, you know, and so, yet it's a done deal. It's a done thing. Once you get that seal of the Holy Ghost, it's done.
Right.
But yet it's still growing and living.
Yep.
And becoming more mature and skilled at living out and expressing itself. So it's a seal. It's an assurance. It's a token.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Bram said the token showed that the price had been paid.
That's right.
Right? So this whole thing, the life that was in Jesus Christ that spilled out in His blood, that life and that blood has now come back upon us in a new birth to live in us. And that's the token showing that life had been, that price had been paid.
Yeah.
And so we can go on and on and talking about the different things about the Holy Spirit, what it is to us. But I'm running out of time. So while you have this experience, once you get this new birth, you have living in you something that can't die, that the scripture said can't even sin.
Yeah.
Right? It's the part of God in you that had to be quickened and is living. And it can't sin because it's part of God.
Right.
And that's what makes you offspring of God. And that's what makes you a child of God. And that's what will make you a God.
Yeah.
Little G. You understand? But while you have that in you, that's the experience that's taking you all the way, guaranteed you're going to get there. But yet it has to grow. While all that's there, you still live in a body that's sinful.
Right.
And wants the things of this world. Yeah. That's why you have to die daily. That's why even Apostle Paul said he had to die daily.
That's right.
Because this guy wants to do something contrary to what the Holy Spirit wants.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And so, but you've got to take this new birth experience that's with the Word and wants to live the Word and should be moved by the Spirit of God, not by intellect and by man, but take that and make it put the flesh in subjection to it.
Amen.
That's what you have to do. And that's what Paul was talking about. Paul said, maybe it was Brother Daniel the other day talking about this, I don't remember, but when he'd go to do that which is right, that which is good, this other thing's in there to hinder him.
Yeah.
And he knew that in this right here, he said, who will save me from the body of this death? Who will save me from this guy? I can't get rid of him. Right. And every time I want to do something for God, he wants to stop me.
Right.
He understood that. And he said that, he said, thanks be to God that inside I serve the law of God, right? But in my flesh, the law of sin and death. This thing is serving the law of sin and death and will go back to the dust of the earth or have to be changed. But inside us is a life that lives according to the laws of God. Amen?
Yes.
And Paul was able to know, hey, there's two means. There's a body on the outside of me that's got to perish. And someday God will set me free from that. Thanks be to God that I have the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ, right?
Right.
But you have to know that inside you, you're serving and living according to the laws and the life of God. And this guy on the outside, he's just mad. Because
yeah.
He ain't part of it,
yeah.
Right? He's, you know, and so it's a battle. It's the white dog. It's the black dog that's fighting each other, and so that's why you must fight every day. You must die daily. You know, in your natural flesh, you have to bathe.
Yeah.
If you don't bathe pretty often, you'll start stinking because
yeah.
It's decaying.
Okay.
In your natural flesh, you have to feed it.
Yeah.
Right. Your new birth is the same way. In your new birth, as a child of God that wants to live for God, but you walk out and you rub shoulders with other spirits in this world,
mm-hmm.
And those spirits will get you dirty.
Sure.
And you've got to come back to the Word.
Yes.
And let that Word wash that stuff off of you.
Amen.
Right? Amen. It'll wash those things off of you. And you have to feed it, so you'll feed on the Word, and it will feed you and strengthen that spiritual man. And if you never feed on the Word, you'll be very weak. You might still be a son or daughter of God. You can't change that.
Yeah.
But you'll be weak and defeated, not walking in the joy that you should be able to have. So this is what the new birth brings to you. Brings to you the ability to have all these blessings in your life, but you've got to give attention to it.
Yes.
Right. So it'll grow and so it'll strengthen. It'll be something bigger than just a tiny button. It'll grow in your life and become just like the scripture said, that rock that hit the mountain and then it grew into and filled the whole earth, right? Judgment starts in the house of God and moves out. Starts right here inside you and moves out and makes your flesh obey the life of God that's in you. And so, you got to have a cleansing and a feeding daily to be healthy. So now, and I've probably said some of this already, but when this Holy Spirit comes, when this new birth, this new life comes, He quickens, he comes and he quickens, he makes alive. But he doesn't make alive something that's not him.
Yeah.
right? This is the dust of the earth. He doesn't come to quicken that, but he comes to quicken the life of God. And so when he comes, he quickens himself. He makes himself alive in you. And so, but he cannot come to someone who's not a predestinated child of God, that doesn't have that gene of God in them. He can't come and quicken them and make them a seed gene of God, because they're not. There's no gene there. This is full-blown predestination of God, okay? We're in the message. We're big, right? And so I know they would choke on that out there, but you can't make a cat into a dog, get offspring of dog. You can't make God have anything other than children of God with his nature and his life, okay? And so the Holy Spirit can't come and make someone who's not already part of God, can make him that. But when he comes to a child of God, he will quicken that. And that's what they'll be. But if the Holy Ghost, and so it be, so coming to a child of God, the Holy Ghost will quicken them. They will have a new birth. That revelation will change them. But what if he comes to someone who's not a predestinated seed of God? It's a baptism, but it's not a new birth to them. It's not a quickening of the seed of God in them. All it is a quickening of the Spirit of God on their flesh, right? And so now you know when the Scripture said God pours out his Spirit upon all flesh, but as Brother Bram told Brother Biscoe, but all flesh is not saved. Right? He pours out the rain on the just and the unjust.
Right.
He feeds the wicked just like he feeds us.
Right?
But what is the end? What is the end of the briars and the thistles and all those things?
Yeah.
He waters them and fertilizes them too. But what is their end?
Right.
To be a just God, he has to pour out his blessings on all.
Yeah.
But only those that are his can come forth. That's why Brother Rim said in those latter 1965 sermons that are so great, the predestinated is the only ones considered in redemption. That's what he said. Because the word redeem means to bring back, and you can't go back there unless you were there to begin with.
That's right.
So for Job, where were you before the foundation of the world when all the sons of God shouted for joy? Right? The morning stars sang. Well, I'll tell you where Job was. He was there singing and shouting, but he didn't know it. And so were we. When we come here with amnesia. And now God is letting his word, this end time message, quicken us to where we begin to realize, I'm not the son of Charles and Ella Branham, like Brother Branham said. I'm not the son of so-and-so, our parents.
Yeah.
Right.
But I am a child of God.
Yeah.
Right? That's what the new birth does for you. So it makes you know who you are. You know where it comes from. Comes from your parent, just like I know I came from my parents. Then you realize, I know where I come from. And I know why I'm here, and I know I'm really here, and I'm really a son of God, and I have a purpose here.
Yep.
I know it. I understand it.
Yep.
Right? So you know where where it comes from, and what you're here for.
Yeah.
And you know where you're going when you're done. This will go to the grave if God tarries. But that which is inside it that lives of the Holy Spirit will live on through eternity. Amen. And so, he quickens himself, but he cannot quicken a non-seed. So all it is, I remember telling this to a friend of mine years ago, and he said, I said, the baptism of the Holy Ghost to a real predestinate, that's a new birth, but to someone who's not, it's just an anointing they get. And so that's why Brother Brown had to come along and preach a false anointing once at the end time to tell you, if the anointing's right, that rain that falls out there and waters the grass in my garden is the real rain. And it's the same rain that waters the tomatoes.
Sure.
Right? But the seed that it's watering is wrong.
Yeah.
And the seed that it's watering will manifest wrong fruit.
That's right.
See? So Pentecostals and all these denominations, sure they have blessings of God. But the seed is wrong.
That's right.
And it manifests the wrong thing and can't produce a new birth.
Yeah.
But if the Spirit of God is moving in the real thing, it'll produce real births.
That's right.
In the real thing. So, can't quicken non-seed. But here's the thing, Brother Ram said, this baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I'm calling it a new birth, because to a predestinated child, it is a new birth. And it can be baptism. But he said, one of the mysteries of the age is the baptism of the Holy Ghost without cessation.
Amen.
Wrap your head around that one.
Yep.
What a statement to make in the midst of a Pentecostal age where everybody wants a sensation. And everybody will live by their own sensational experience rather than the word. And a prophet says, yeah, true baptism comes without all that.
Right.
You don't even know it.
Yeah.
Wrap your head around that. Well, like I said the other day, use the gift of God to try and expound upon the things that God has shown here. I want to ask you, how many of you were born into this world? Some of you weren't, because some of you weren't raising your hand. How many of you were born into this world?
Yep.
Okay, I've seen every hand that time. Let me ask you a question. Do you remember when you were born? Do you remember coming home from the hospital? Do you remember the first time you got sick and threw up on mama? Everybody shaking their head, no, we don't remember that. But you're here. And at some point, you begin to realize you're here.
That's right, yeah.
And so, yeah, you go back so far, and there's only so far, but you know you were born, even though you don't know exactly when it happened. You know it was.
Right.
And the new birth is the same way. You don't have to feel a sensation or feel nothing, but God will quicken something in you, and at some point, as you grow and work, you'll begin to realize, I'm here. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. I'm alive. I'm well.
Yes.
And his genes are in me.
Amen.
You'll know that. You'll understand that. See? So you don't have to have Pentecostal sensations and all those things like that. But in the presence of the Word, God will quicken you if you'll just stay in the presence of the Word. That's why it's so important to don't miss church.
Amen.
Right? Be tuned in if you can't be here.
Right.
See? Because it's to quicken you, and it all comes from that life of the presence of God in His Word. And so, why would He do that? Say that, you know, baptism of the Holy Ghost without sensation, so that you could escape the fallacy of the Pentecostal age. It tries to pump things in there because Satan can mimic every one of those sensations.
That's right.
And yet God says, I'm going to raise up a people right in the midst of that. That they're going to know they're children of God, and not based upon a sensation, but based upon a life within them that they know agrees with this word.
Amen.
That's the difference.
Amen.
Satan can do all that other stuff, but he cannot produce the word.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
That's the thing he hates about this message.
Amen?
Amen? Because it's a word that can produce a real thing.
Amen.
If you'll just stay there long enough, presence of God, you'll get that new birth.
Amen.
But you've got to be 100% serious in your heart and in your life and really want it. And brother, sister, when it happens, you know, I had an experience. I've told people, you know, when I give my heart to the Lord, for about a month, I felt like I was praying to the wall. And one night on a Thursday night, I had an experience. But I have to tell you, you know, I can go back and say, well, that Thursday night, and since that time, I know there's a reality that I didn't have prior to that. But brother, sister, I cannot tell you that was my new birth.
Yeah.
Right? It happened before that, because that's what was bringing me.
Yeah.
It's just that at some point, I came into a reality. I came to realize and understand. Brother Bam talked about the man who was like, you know, he went to this person, went here. I don't remember all the details, but they finally came to Brother Branham and said he wanted the Holy Ghost, wanted an experience. And Brother Branham said, back there at the very beginning when he started, that's where it was.
Yep.
See, don't let the devil lie to you about all this stuff and make you think you've got your experience, as Brother Branham says, just match the Bible.
Amen.
And let God produce in you the life that He's put in you, predestinated, He'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Brother, sister, if He can't do it, I can and you can. But you know He will, because He promised.
Amen.
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 And so may the Lord bless you. And maybe that'll be a good foundation for Brother David to come back next week. Amen.
Amen.
And then he can He can really tell you what I didn't. Amen. Let's just bow our hearts to him in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this little Wednesday night service. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word. Lord God, we just ask that you just help us just embrace every part of it. We know that your prophet said that our lives and we would punctuate every word of God with the amen. And so, Lord, I may not be able to manifest all these things, but I believe them. And I do say amen to them.
Yes.
They're right. They're true. It's a real message.
Yes.
And your power and your presence is in it.
Thanks.
So, Lord, we just thank you for this time. We commit these things to your people, God, that it will work in them exactly what you have promised and what we've said tonight, because it's you. And we thank you that in this last day, you did not leave us without a testimony of truth.
Yes.
We love you. We appreciate it. Ask it in Jesus' name.
Deeper.